Akash, you have seen Washington closely for a very long time now. Have you always had the belief in his ability with the bat, or has he managed to take you by surprise as well?
Actually, more, it's quite surprising because Washi bowled in some of the IPL franchises and he shot to fame because of his bowling in the power play and all that. So, it's quite surprising that people don't recognize that he grew up all his life as a batsman who can bowl. And I'm not surprised at all with his batting abilities. He works really hard on his batting. In fact, to a point where sometimes we have discussions around how you should bowl more as well. So, he loves his batting. He's innately a batsman, so I'm not surprised at all. He's quite a special batsman, like I said earlier in Chepauk as well.
Yes, Ricardo.
Hi, Akshpreet. Many, many congratulations. I just saw a tweet from your wife asking you to come home, and I just realized how long you guys have been in the bio bubble. Would you say this bio bubble situation makes the win, the series win, even more special? And secondly, how long is it before you go home, exit the bubble?
Look, nobody really wants to leave an Indian team bubble, right? You want to be here, you want to play, and you want to, you know, sort of play as much as you can, and that's how it is, right? Somewhere I feel the life inside the bio bubble is not easy at all. We need to work on our mental spirits, and you need to constantly keep motivating yourself. But I think the last 8 months have been hard, yes, but I think the team morale and the team spirit and also the kind of bonding that the team's built because of these bio bubbles is something that I have not experienced in the last decade of cricket that I've played with the team. It's kind of been quite special, understanding a lot of people and even the opportunity for somebody else to understand you as a person and the interactions and the sort of common lounge area that we share. And this has been quite special, and I think some of those comebacks and some of those difficult situations that we've played has not come as a surprise because we've generally bonded together and got some special results. Looking forward to going back home. Obviously, you want to see your kids and your wife and your family and all that, but this has been quite a special ride and I'm extremely happy.
Kushan Sarda.
Ashwin, in the past 10 years, you've seen a lot of openers in your side like Sehwag, Gambhir, Murali Vijay. So when you see Rohit Sharma evolving as an opener in the past one and a half years, and the way he performed, like, where do you see him, like, as an opener, his performance, considering
I don't even understand this question of me seeing the evolvement of Rohit Sharma, because it is quite funny, honestly, when I hear that question. Obviously, when you put him on the pedestal of Virender Sehwag, and I mean, you mentioned a few other names and also Rohit Sharma, and that's the right place and that's where he belongs. And we all know, and I've always, my history with Rohit goes a long way back, maybe 15, probably 20 years ago since I've watched Rohit bat, and he's always been a special batsman. It is not a surprise that you're putting him on the same lines that you're saying Virender Sehwag and whoever that you mentioned alongside. It's not an evolution, it is only a matter of time. Nobody is surprised that Rohit Sharma is doing what he is doing, right? He's a special cricketer, he's a special batsman. I just hope he goes on to win a World Cup for India later this year, that's it.
Sandeep Sarkar.
Yeah, hi Ashwin. Sandeep here from KPP Ananda. Ash, you are about to surpass Harbhajan Singh's tally of 417 test wickets. So, your take?
No, honestly, there is no take on that. Because that's not what I'm thinking, and that's not even crossed my mind. I don't know since how long, it's never crossed my mind, it's not been on my radar at all. So it's if you want me to just put thoughts on it, he's a fantastic bowler. He's achieved what he's achieved, and he's I mean, there is a lot that I've learned from him. In fact, I think it's a no-brainer that I've told it before also. I wasn't even an off-spinner when Bajupa started playing for the Indian team. I was a batsman who could bowl a bit of off-spin, and then he was also an inspiration because of the 2001 series where he delivered for India, right? That famous series. So, I never imagined in 2001 that I will go on to become an off-spinner and even get to the, who knew all these things there? I'm totally happy that you are actually putting me on the same page as he is, and I had the fortune of playing alongside Bajupa when I came into the team. Later I was fortunate enough to, you know, play under Anil Bhai as coach, and now I'm trying to leave my own legacy, and that's about it. That's where it ends.
Yes, Ricardo. Indrajit Singh Gupta.
Yeah, Ashwin, actually, do you think that this series win is do you think this series win can be a good answer to the critics of the pitch?
Look, this series win is a testament to the fact that this is a really good Indian cricket team, and that is all I would like to say. The criticism around the pitch and all that. See, the other day also I was listening to what Sunny Bhai was saying on air, and it made complete sense. Only because we are giving attention to people who are making a mockery of it, I think we are encouraging them to do more and more such stuff. I would like to see one day where there is a lot of grass on the pitch somewhere else in the world, some of our Indian comms talking about it, gracing pitch and putting an Instagram post and a lot of people liking it. That is something that I'd like to wait and watch, and how the global media takes notice to that. Then we'll know who's at the faulty end.
Yes, Anshul Gupta.
Hi, Ashwin. What does the World Test Championship qualification mean to you personally, since you play only one format? And how do you see your growth as a cricketer, given Yug Sapar completed 400 test wickets, taking 32 wickets in the series, 5th test 100 and all of that taken into consideration?
My growth as a cricketer is a direct synonym to the person that I am. I like to keep growing every single day. I want to improve. I want to keep evolving. I want to keep learning. And that's something that is second nature to me. So that is directly proportional to the kind of cricketer that I am. And I'd continue to do that for the rest of my life, and whatever I do, I'd want to be the best that I can be, and that is how I'm looking at generally my cricket and my life as such. And what was the other part of it? The World Test Championship final. Yes, I think it is a result of the kind of work that we put in over the last 10 years span of time. The World Test Championship was announced, and obviously we've really fought hard, right? We've played 6 or 7 series, and we've literally got most of the points. We've lost a test. We've lost about 3 tests in the entire cycle, and I think surprisingly enough, we had to still go into this series and garner points to get to the final. And that's how it was positioned, because of a lot of last minute changes due to COVID. So I think for a lot of players in that dressing room, it means a lot. Some of them have not even played in a cricket World Cup, so it will mean like the cricket World Cup for most of them. I'm so very happy for someone like Ishan Sharma, who got selected in the 2015 Cricket World Cup, and he couldn't play because he was ruled out due to injury towards the last minute. And for someone like him to get to the World Test Championship final would mean the world. And I was reading somewhere that he called it the World Cup final for himself. So it makes absolute sense, and I'm incredibly happy for him and many of the others for whom it means a lot.
Srinivas Rao, and then Karthik Krishnaswamy. Are you there, Srinivas?
Okay, can you hear me? I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. What is a dressing room like when there is so much competition around, with the kind of talent that is flowing? Every time a new player steps in, he just grabs that spot, and the player who's out is again, kind of, we as outsiders begin to think, okay, now what? Like, because this guy has like made the spot his own, like, What is that atmosphere like in that kind of a dressing room? Can you just show us the big picture?
Look, I'm sure it's very hard for the person who is going through that phase. As a cricketer, you are constantly, in the Indian team, there are a lot of people who will come and take your place, and there is good talent out there. So you can't really take anything for granted. You will have to keep fighting and churning it out day in and day out. And that's what Test cricket is all about, right? So I think the cricketer who is in the face of facing that competition with someone that's come in new, it's entirely up to the person. I think the dressing room atmosphere in general is open for excellence, for people to improve and try and get the best out of them. So I can only vouch for myself and say what does competition look like to me. I want to be the best that I can be, and probably put the best foot forward when I get an opportunity. And I'm sure that's the way of life, and you can't do anything about it. When there are so many talented people inside the dressing room, it can happen. Like in Australia, Brad Hodge made a 200 and didn't play too many tests after that. So probably Indian cricket finds itself in that phase where we have a lot of cricketers coming through. But at the same time, I think we should all remember the kind of efforts some people have put in at vital junctures and crucial situations. So that is also being given a good merit to in the dressing room, which is great.
Karthik Krishnan.
Hi, Ashwin. You spoke a little bit about like being in the bubble. And right after the match ended, Ravi Shastri was interviewed and he spoke about how the team management sort of prioritized empathy. Like during this time, empathizing with players and what they're going through in the situation. So, can you give me some examples of what that empathy meant for the players?
Look, I think in terms of empathy towards the players, I think he's talking about how they are, how we faced challenging situations in Australia in terms of how we had to deal with what was presented to us then and there, and you know, sort of suddenly from saying that you can head out and be normal to going back into the bubble and all those sort of things happening, where he could really empathize with what the players were going through staying in the bubble for a long period of time, and they needed to get some fresh air. Sometimes these hotels can be very, very claustrophobic. Yeah? You don't get fresh air also. And in Australia, there were situations where you didn't have window panes opening also. And for 14 days or 20 days or 25 days to stay inside that without even opening the window panes can be can be quite taxing, right? So I think he was talking from that on, and there was a lot of the communication is not easy, especially when you're on tours. With Cricket Australia or whoever it is, it goes back and forth, and it takes time for everything to get an answer. So it's like basically when you're waiting on certain things, it's like 2-3 days of time, and it cannot be easy. And many a times the team management has stood up and tried to resolve and look at what's best for the players in terms of arranging the sort of food that you can. Very, very simple things, but these are things that we need to be fighting for in these situations, right? Because everything needs to go through protocols, everything needs to be looked at, sanitization, safety and all that. So yeah, even the smaller things, the team management needs to watch out for the players.
We'll be taking last few questions now. Amaya and then Anirudh Suresh.
Hi, congratulations on your performance.
Thank you.
So, and the series and also. So, it was the 8th man of the match, the man of the series award. We took around 32 wickets, 400, and took 3 fifers. So, how do you look at your performance in this series and another man of the series award?
So this is one of those series where I was fortunate enough to stay in the moment a lot. Like I said, this is easily one of the happiest phases of my career. I'm just going through it. I'm just enjoying it. And whatever be it, these bio bubbles are also situations that I've somehow managed to enjoy amidst all of these things. I never thought that I would be able to bond and spend so much time with every one of my teammates. And I sometimes when you're going through these situations, like for me, to know some of these teammates was not possible before these bio bubbles, because you're constantly in the face of trying to play the game, get the right result for yourself and all that. But now you're actually getting to be in the bio bubble, staying in the moment and spending a lot of time with each other. And fortunately enough, you will not realize the kind of great players that you're playing with until you're done. But now I'm able to cherish those moments and also understand what sort of players I'm rubbing shoulders with. And also, you know, the younger generation of players that are coming through. So it's basically the joy that's being expressed out there. And I don't have anything else to say about the series or my performance, because it was just a result and I'd want to start again fresh and clean the slate up.
Anirudh Suresh.
Yeah, hi Ashwin. So, you see, sound like a wash team. So, our under pretty batting with our Indian team was there. So, he was seen as a spinner, but he has now come and proven himself as a batsman. But if Tamil Nadu go na, do you think he has a scope of batting up the order, and what kind of a role do you see him playing in red ball cricket for Tamil Nadu so that he can make his claim as a more of a specialist batsman for India? Because right now in the Indian team, he's seen as a batting all-rounder, at least the role he's played in situations. So,
But ideally, இந்த மாதிரி ஒரு அப்கமிங் டேலண்ட் வந்தா இட் மேக்ஸ் லாஜிக்கல் சென்ஸ் வென் ஹி கோஸ் பேக் டு ஸ்டேட் டீம் ஒரு நம்பர் 3 ஓ நம்பர் 4 ஓ இன்ஃபேக்ட் வாஷி இஸ் அன் ஓப்பனிங் பேட் ஐ திங்க் யூ ஷுட் கோ பேக் டு ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் கிரிக்கெட் அண்ட் ப்ராப்ளி ஸ்டார்ட் ஓப்பனிங் ஆர் பேட்டிங் அட் 3 அண்ட் முன்னாடியே சொன்ன மாதிரி வாஷி ஒரு சம பேட்ஸ்மேன், அதில் எந்த விதமான சந்தேகமே கிடையாது. பீப்புளோட ஐஸில் தே டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் இட் அண்ட் யூ வில் ஒன்லி ஹியர் மோர் அபவுட் இட். அண்ட் ஆப்வியஸ்லி அந்த ரன்ஸ் அடித்து அந்த மேலே பேட்டிங் ஆடுறது அவருக்கு யூஸ்ஃபுல்லாக இருக்கும்னா அதுதான் அவர் பண்ணணும்னு நானும் ஃபீல் பண்ணுறேன்.
ஃபைனல் க்வெஸ்சன் நவ் திவாஷிஸ்.
Congratulations Ashwin and to the entire team obviously, and what has been the standout performance according to you, obviously going 1-0 down and to come back, bounce back to big series win against Australia and England, so what has been the standout performance for this team in this series?
This India-England series?
Yeah.
I think the way we wrestled back our back the initiative in the second test at Chennai, it's very easy, you know, being 1-0 down, you can get a little, you can tend to get a little, you know, want to protecting your want to protect your own backyard, want to, you know, play to the potential that everybody expects you to play. All these things are things that are spoken from outside, but what we have done incredibly well over the last 6 months is the fact that we've stayed in the moment, tried to play the game as we see it, play what's in front of us, and also tried to play some brave cricket instead of, you know, wanting to protect our thing. So the way we came back in the second test as a group, we found ourselves in some sticky situations in all of these tests, barring all three tests after the 1-0 situation. And I think every time somebody has managed to stand up, and I think that ability to stand up is directly relational to how we've bonded together as a team in these bubbles.
Thank you.